third parak of Sacha Mishnah Hey, Seyer Yisarev. Seyer, that is discussed in this Mishnah, is talking about partially leavened dough. So the question is, does this have the status of Chametz Gomer or not at all? So it says, Yisarev, you have to burn it. The earthly part, the one who eats it, is part that he doesn't get malchus. This Tana seems to hold that this level of chametz is only also mizir rabbanan. But even so, you have to get rid of it. Yeah. Seeduk, if it already cracks in the dough, that's a sign that it's fully chametz, then you start it. So if you eat it, that's full fudge chametz, you get taurus. Ezu say it. What is the say that which we said, which is not also the right to eat? Going to the time of the Mishnah. Kekanech HaGovim, that it starts making small cracks, very thin ones that look like the antennas of bugs, insects. Seeduk, the seeduk, which is Chametz Gomer, that is when they have a lot of these little cracks that can mix into one another. One enters the other one, Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says basically, until you have a lot of these little cracks in the dough, it's only the thing that's mutter to eat Midaraisa. The Chacham saying Zemez Ha'ichlo Chayav Kores, even if it has those thin cracks in it, that's already considered Chametz Gomer. They just say, "Kol Shir Sifel Panim Dodim Shaymed Shamdu Sarayt." Of as if the top of the dough should get a little shinier, like somebody who is in fright, his face gets a little shine to it. That is already considered this Chametz that you have to get rid of, which is not Chayav Kores. You might be passing this as a second opinion. Is a more stringent opinion that if it just has very minute cracks, it's already offered to eat. If it has more even if it has some minute cracks, it's chametz gomer. The only time that it is semi chametz if it doesn't have a crack yet, but it's got a little shinier, paler on the outside of the dough, which is a sign of the beginning of the leavening process.